The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I think it's Sanity. I believe it to be Sanity. Right here on the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Come on, you can say it with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to be part of it. If all you want to do is sit there and, I guess, talk to yourself, then so be it. But I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me, like I said, on the air and in the chat. I have it to the website, too. If you do that, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take part of the live chat room that we have up there. What the heck? You can, you can sign up for the weekly email, blast or newsletter, whatever it is you want to call it. There's just a lot you can do up on the website. You can even read other people's posts or writings, if you would. Anyway, I want to get right to this. Happy Earth Day to you guys. I know. I always get a kick out of this one. This one's always exciting to me because every year we get through Earth Day and people don't even know what it's all about. If you watched it all, was it Jesse Waters? Somebody was asking these people what Earth Day was all about. And most of these young people, especially the young people, had no clues to what Earth Day was all about. Yeah, not an inkling. Which I'm sorry, I think it's hilarious. Yeah, they're out there celebrating something they have no clue of. Maybe a little dope, a little too much dope made it. That's why they don't know why it's about. And the thing I love to talk about with it, look, let's get something straight here. Conservatives do not hate Earth Day. We do not hate the Earth. We do what we can within reason to take care of the Earth. If you would. You know, if you're a Christian, a guy like me, you believe that God gave us the earth, then yeah, we're supposed to take care of it. We're supposed to make sure that we do right by it. But it doesn't come before people. Let's just be clear about that. Now, there were 15 predictions in the 70s when they started the original Earth Day. As to what was going to go wrong, I'm just going to hit a couple of them. I don't have a whole bunch of time. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. Always have a lot of fun with Xander. Different viewpoint on things. He's much more popular than I am, though, I got to tell you. Really, really hard to bring him on. The environmentalists truly believed and predicted during the first Earth Day in 1970 that the planet was doomed unless drastic actions were taken. Now, humanity never quite got around to the drastic action. No, nobody really got around to the drastic actions that they were calling for. So on this Earth Day, the Daily Caller decided to take a look at the predictions that were made back in the 1970s and how they have held up. How many of these predictions, hold up your fingers, I'll look. How many of these predictions do you think came true? No, really. How about if I told you zero? None. Absolutely none. So the first prediction was, if we didn't make drastic, not slight minor changes, if we didn't make drastic changes, Civilization will end within 15 or 30 years. Now, a Harvard biologist, the Exaperta, right? Harvard biologist Dr. George Wald warned shortly before the first Earth Day in 1970 that civilization would soon end unless immediate action is taken against the problems facing mankind. 3 years before his projection, Wald was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine, or Physiology or Medicine, I don't know which. Wald was a vocal opponent of the Vietnam War and a nuclear arms race. He even flew to Moscow at one point to advise the leader of the Soviet Union on environmental policy. Despite his assistance to a communist government, we're still here. I think he was wrong. Right? Number two is 100 to 200 million people per year would be starving to death during the next 10 years. Now, that was in 1970. Last I checked, we are in an obesity epidemic. Go look at my picture. No, seriously. If we were supposed to starve to death, I did not get the memo. Neither did my body. Stanford professor Dr. Paul... Stanford professor. Dr. Paul Ehrlich declared in April 1970 that mass starvation was imminent. His dire predictions failed, and he was fired, tarred and feathered. No, they wouldn't do that to him. The amount of food per person around the world has actually increased, not decreased. So Earth Day worked out well for them, huh? Let me see. Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make. Well, Paul, you were wrong. Okay? I mean, food supplies started to increase and not decrease. I don't know how he explains that. Must be that global warming thing. You know, everything's always in reverse. And demographers agree that almost unanimously that 30 years from now, the entire world will be in famine. Let me see, 70, 80, 90, 2000. I don't even have to take off my shoes for that one. So by the year 2000, the world would be in famine. Again, can't tell by looking at me, can you? You know, demographers agree almost unanimously of the following grim timetable. By 1975, according to the paper, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread to and include India, Pakistan, China, the Near East, Africa, and so many more countries. Really? Why do we listen to these fools anymore? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, up next with me, Xander Gibb. Don't miss it. We always have a lot of fun together. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of a conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome him on right away. I hate wasting time with him. Xander Gibb joins me today, as he usually does every week. Last couple of weeks, I've either been under the weather or had technical issues. And, Xander, thanks so much for being with me today.
It is a pleasure, Joe. It's great to be back.
You know, so in the chat room, we're talking about one thing, and they're talking about Dr. G, right? So Dr. G filled in for Sean Hannity today. Whoopie ding.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Right? Oh, if I picked up the phone, I'm sure he'd say, Joe, come on down. Take it over for me. Right? No?
Well, yes,
maybe.
But I was busy.
You were busy, yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow. No, really. All seriousness. I mean, God bless her. Good. She deserves it.
She does.
She's one of the fighters. She's on the front bend. She's on the front line with the rest of us. And so good for her. I'm glad she loves radio too. She doesn't get to do it much. And she loves radio. I know she does. But anyway, good for her. But forget her for the moment. Let's move on. Are you in deep, dark mourning over this Prince fella?
I'm not. I don't know if I'm in deep, dark mourning, but I'm sad that, you know, I'm sad for him and his family. I thought he was an amazing entertainer and that he gave us some very good songs, but I think it's all about perspective.
Yeah, I don't understand. Look, I get how the Beatles revolutionized music and the King revolutionized. You know, I get certain players throughout the years, and they say that he's had an impact on music that we'll never know. Well, forgive me, but okay, so if we'll never know, I don't understand. I'm confused.
I definitely think that he, you know, as a singer, as a musician, I really do think he has had an impact on music. But what a lot of people are saying on social media today is, you know, that all of the important things have been put aside to kind of give coverage to the fact that Prince has died. But just, you know, from a societal perspective, this is what happens in the United States. We don't have a royal family, so effectively our celebrities, as it were, are kind of like a replacement and they're objectified. You know, we build this society, and we build it on those premises, not you and I, but like, you know, the royal we. You know, funny talking about Prince, the royal we. And it's interesting how we kind of slam it when it comes into its fruition, as it were.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that because you spent some time in England and you do have the royal family, and when they are this, they don't handle the royalty for them. They don't handle the entertainers the same way we do. Correct? In England?
No, yeah. They don't.
Totally different.
No. I mean they're revered, but not in the same way that we do in the United States.
No, these are like kings and queens. Some of these pop stars or whatever they're, you know, called, divas or what have you. I've always been amazed. I mean, that's why we have a TMZ, right? We're so infatuated with what they do. And I'm still waiting for one of my listeners to send me a note to tell me, what has Kim Kardashian done other than make her butt bigger that makes her so important? Can you help me with this?
No, unfortunately, I can't. But you know, here's the interesting thing. I've watched that show. And it really is car crash television. It's clearly, you know, these so-called reality shows, in parentheses, are all scripted. And it's all about shock value. And if I want to get shocked and see things going on like that, I'll go visit my family, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear what you say. I have never been infatuated with the star scene. I've never... there is nobody that I'm going to sit here and say, God, I would sell this to go meet so-and-so. I would sell this to spend an hour at a table with so-and-so. I got nobody like that.
I do, but I'm not going to meet him until I die.
Oh, well, there you go. See, that got to be the king, right? King? No?
Yeah.
Not the real king. Not our
album.
King. Right, yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's right. There you go.
My show is a little different to yours. I get to talk to a lot of famous people, and I like that. But what's interesting is that when they walk away from an interview with me, they actually don't go away feeling that I've, you know, kissed their butt or massaged their ego. You know, I ask them kind of like real questions about their life. And I think that's what's missing from celebrity. It's all about how much money do you make and how many cars do you have and how many houses do you have and, you know, who did you sleep with last week? And I don't want to sensationalize people when they come on the show. I actually want to find out who they really are. And let's face it, that should be the essence of any entertainment journalism. But unfortunately, it's not. And again, we've made it so this way in America, so why should we be surprised when it happens.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. No, I always get a kick out of when we're talking to our entertainers and somebody will say to them, you know, you're a role model for young girls, don't you think you... And a lot of them will stop the interviewer and say, no, I'm not a role model. I never asked for that position. Well, just because you didn't ask for it doesn't mean you aren't it. And is there a responsibility to go, you know, you're in the entertainment world, Is there a responsibility that goes along with that, whether you want it or not?
Yeah, I definitely think there is. And you know, if I am a celebrity, I'm definitely on the Z list. But I consider myself to be like more a personality. And interestingly enough, the more I get known, the more of a good example I want to be. I mean, if you look at my Twitter feed 5 years ago, you know, I have a comedy background, and whilst I still, I'm funny, I don't go to the same places for that kind of for the laugh anymore.
Right. You mean the verbal places? Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I'm a little slow. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. But yeah, and well, you can't
don't go there, Joe.
Listen. We were talking last night. I was talking to a guest, and I said one of his favorite movies was Young Frankenstein. I said, isn't it sad that we couldn't do that movie today? We couldn't do Young Frankenstein. You couldn't do Blazing Saddles. You couldn't do any of those because they would be considered politically incorrect, and people wouldn't find them. Well, some people wouldn't find them funny. I'd still be rolling around the aisle. That's a sad statement of society, isn't it?
It kind of is, but I think that everybody is just so offended about everything. And it's funny. I think that we're conditioned to be offended by everything. You know, it's back to this kind of, you know, societal perpetuation again. You know, we have the right to be offended about everything, and I'm fed up with that.
Then I'm going to offend you by asking you to hold your offense until we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina.
I'm leaving.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're going to have a lot of fun. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I was enjoying the music so much, I just wasn't going to say anything. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. Anyway, you can't be part of the conversation because we're not going to let you get a word in edgewise. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me from a secret location on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that, right? How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you've got your own show.
I do.
All right. So come on. How many other radio people let you promote your TV career, your radio career, and your soon Broadway play?
All of them, because I don't go on a show otherwise.
I thought I had something. Okay, never mind. All right. So tell people how they can catch your show.
You can just go to my website, xandergibb.com. Everything is there. There are links to the TV show, the radio show. TV show is on hiatus for 4 or 5 weeks. Until the next series, but the radio show is every day, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Check it out. It's called X-Rad.
So, X-Rad, yes. You're so, to use a 70s term, you're so hip, right?
I know.
It's just wonderful. What was I going to, listen, we're talking about, they're going to change the $20 bill. You know, think about what you and I grew up with, right? Lay some Jacksons on me, right? What's that going to cost? It's going to cost you a Jackson. It's going to cost you 5 Jacksons. We knew what that meant. Now we're not going to be able to do that, right? Give me a couple of Harriets.
Yeah.
Right? What's that all about? You good with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, I went, you know, it's crazy. My brain still, you know, I spent a lot of my formative years in the UK, and the slang term for money over there, they call, like, $20 is like 20 quid. So it's like 20 units. And I think that I don't think it's any different, really. It's still like 20 units of currency. And so occasionally I'll find myself saying, oh, they put 20 quid in my wallet. And then I mean 20 bucks. but Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, okay, great. You know, I was a bit disappointed in Donald Trump saying that it's all about political correctness. Why shouldn't we have a black person on the money?
Well, okay.
It makes a difference to me.
But let's hit on that. Really, seriously. Do you really think that this came out of some guy sitting in his office one day going, you know what? We should really have a woman on the bills. See, I don't think that's how it went down. But that's just me.
I don't know. I would like to think that they were just throwing names out there of who it would be good to, you know, to jazz it up with a little.
Right.
And they just kind of threw her name kind of into the hat. But I don't know. I don't think it matters, really.
Right. I don't have a big deal with it either.
Says,
But I have a problem with when, you know, when they say, you know, we got to get Jackson out of there because he owned slaves or he did this or he did that. Give me a break. So what are you going to do? You're going to wipe out all our founding fathers out of every document, every history book, everything because some of them had slaves? Really?
Hey, well, we should never have elected Obama then because I'm sure his great, 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 great grandparents were, you know, had connections. So
yeah, this is the political correctness that drives me out of my mind. All right, so you know, again, with the money thing, you're right. I don't care. As long as they take it at the store, I don't care what they do to it. Number one,
yeah,
you know, and number two, the way it looks like we're going away more and more from dollars, from money, and so you and I were talking during the break, and I said to you, there's a clip going up on my website. It might be up already, but if it's not, it'll be up in the next day or two. About a guy that went
into... Can't get the staff, can you, Joe?
No. Well, I'm not like you. I don't have all the, you know, I don't have all the people flocking and trying to help me out. You know, my show's kind of dull.
I do it all myself.
Boring. Yes, yes.
All of it.
If I didn't have Tammy, I would be doing it all myself. She does the bulk of the heavy work.
Tammy, and I mean that.
That's true. I can tell.
I might just offer a co-host position on my show.
Oh, God, I feel like, you know, I just went down seven notches, didn't I? So when it goes up on the website, what it is a fellow went, a guy went to different girls' bathrooms and didn't go in there and get nasty and do all this other stuff. He's dressed as a woman and trying to come off as a transgender. And when he went to the bathrooms, and when somebody would start screaming, he'd say, "I'm a transgender. It's okay." And I think I told you about 8.5 out of 10 of the girls in the bathrooms that he went into were screaming at him. And he said, "It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm a transgender." And I told you, I said, one of the girls said, "I don't care what you are. I don't want to see one of those things in here." And then we all know what she was talking about. But the bottom
in the pocketbook.
In the pocketbook. That was it. Okay. So but the bottom line with it was, we're not ready for this. We haven't been taught about this. It hasn't been talked through. And I think when you do it like this is when you create a longer cycle to acceptance, don't you?
Well, yes and no. I'm a little bit torn on this. I do see both sides of it. However, this whole argument started a few years ago with regards to people that were mid-trans, like they lived as a woman or a man, but in this particular case, it was someone who was born as a male, living as a woman, was in a changing room, like an open plan. I've not been in any ladies' changing rooms, but some of them are open plan, apparently, and don't have separate cubicles. But this trans person who still had their male genitalia intact was walking around naked amongst teenage girls. And that's where the big argument started, because the ideologies, and I agree with it 500%, that you don't want male genitalia, whoever it's attached to, around teenage girls. And most people would think that that's pretty kind of much common sense, right? Unless, you know, you're a part of a certain group that wants to take everything and turn it into an insult and turn it into a discrimination and a lawsuit and everything else. So I'm totally on board with that side of it. But so here's the thing. I do see the point, you know, but, again, I don't know much about ladies' bathrooms, but I think they're all stalled, obviously, because ladies use the bathroom sitting down. So I don't know where the problem begins there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I do, and if the girl I don't think I've ever been in a woman's room, but... When the girls are screaming, "I don't want to see that thing," you know, I mean...
I just wonder where they're seeing it.
That's my point. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't understand how it all works. But again, just to simply say, you know, you're going into the bathroom, I'm here, deal with it, because the law says you have to. I don't know. I don't really... It's one of those for me that says... Maybe there needs to be a time that you get used to it. I don't know. And to your point about the girl, about the teenage girls, I'm sorry, it's never for me.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm not a parent, but you know, I have nieces, and I'm with you too. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, until they're married, they're kind of their middle name is Mary.
But nobody should force you. Yeah, I've just been told in the chat room that we are woefully ill-equipped for this segment. Anyway.
And who said that?
Who do you think said that? The only smart butt in there. Yeah. So, but that's the whole thing, too, is you're going to force me, you're going to tell me, all right, that I have to accept, that I have to force my daughter to be in there with a man, for all intents and purposes, that I have no say in the matter. That's another one that just tinges me to no end.
I certainly wasn't trying to say that, and I was trying I was actually trying to be tactful and try and see it from both sides. But you know, the other side of the coin to this is that, you know, the ideology in response to that is that you should go and pee, to be blunt, in the bathroom that most kind of represents the genitalia that you are born with.
Well,
whilst I see that ideology, what if a female that is fully transitioned,
she's got all the female
had their
parts.
Breast removed,
yeah,
yeah, but goes into the female bathroom and they look like a guy?
You're confusing me. Here, I can fix this. I'm going to say I can fix this. You won't like it, but I can fix this. I think you put a picture up of male genitalia on one door, and you put the picture up of female genitalia on the other door.
Can't do that.
You don't call it male or female. You just say, if you have this, you go in here, and if you have this, you go in there. Now there's no more male, female, gen neutral, gen fluid. It all goes away, right? I got this part. We got to go for a quick break. And we have to get off this topic. I'm getting sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I promise we'll talk about real stuff on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
No more. I haven't gone to school in 100 years. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to the guest. Xander Gibb, my guest. Xander Gibb joins me as he does pretty much every week. Xander does his own show every week. Xander, tell him about your show, where to find it. Not so much where to
it
find
is
you, but the show.
XVED, and you can find all the information XVED at XanderGibb.com.
Now, to show you how old I am, you know, when I first heard the name of the show, you know what I thought, right?
What?
Like Radical Man, right?
Yeah, a few people have said that. And someone else said, oh, is it because it's X-rated? I'm like, no, definitely not. Not anymore.
Oh, God.
It's totally...
Shows you where your mind goes.
Totally.
Right away.
A-rated.
No question
or whatever.
Speaking of X-rated kind of information...
Yeah. Wait a second.
You ready? You like that, huh? You opened it up.
For sure.
It worked out perfect. Someday. I hope to be a big boy and do that. University of New Mexico students are on the hunt for a vulva costume. That's not a car. Don't go there. It's gone missing after being used. Oh, this is disgusting. It's gone missing after being used during Sexuality Week last month as a reward of $100 being offered for any information that may lead to the return. I mean, first of all, is this what we go to college for now? I mean, what's happened, right?
Barely.
It's Sex Week, Primal Scream Week. I think it was at Harvard. Plenty of these colleges. Isn't there enough sex going on at college campuses? You have to have a sex week to go along with it?
Clearly. it's kind of a worry. I mean, when do they find time to study?
Same way they did before, but that's beside the point. There's so much of this stuff going on. Now they want extra time to protest. You heard about that. We did that a couple of weeks ago.
And a safe space.
That safe space, trigger warnings. What is this one? I remember they had a sex toy symposium, how to use them the proper way on campus, right? You hear all these stories, and I just keep going. We're 47th in math and science across the world. And here we are on a $100 hunt for a used vulva. You want to know?
I can't even spell the word.
Yeah.
how would one lose a costume? I mean, why would one need a costume? Can we move on to another topic?
Oh,
my God.
I look at this stuff and I go, come on, this can't be real. See? Even you. It's not just me.
What do you mean, even me?
Well, even you. I mean, come on. You look at this stuff. You live on the East Coast. You lived in New York for a while. This is like second nature in New York. What is it? You could be naked in Times Square as long as it's not used for commercial reasons. Well, I thought it was...
Did you hear that? The Bill D. Blizzardio has banned them. I nearly dropped my vulva costume when I read that he said that it was not to be no more because it's a family area and children should not have to see naked.
He's not gonna win that though, is he?
It's true. It's come through. They've got it. They banned it already. Who would have thought? In fact, you were the first person I thought of when I heard that. I was like, I have to tell Joe Messina this.
Oh,
I mean, you know.
Well,
he obviously stopped taking his liberal pills that day, for sure.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that because for me, that again, it is New York. I thought that the Naked Cowboy or whatever he's called, thought one of them already sued for the right to do that. And that he had won in court.
What next?
I'm sorry?
What next?
Oh,
suing for the right to be able to be naked in public.
Well,
I thought that there was a law, but most states had a law that you actually had to have a minimum amount of clothing on.
I don't know. I know for art reasons, I was told it was pretty much open up to any. But we had the same thing in California, in Huntington Beach. There was a couple that was, as they put it, they had just met each other and they were making love on the beach. They had just met each other, and I'm thinking, no. No, I can tell you what they were doing, but then they would shut the show off. But now they're suing, or they a couple of months ago back, I read, they were suing because their freedom of expression, freedom of speech, kind of thing. I mean, we have lost it as a society. I'm sorry.
But what about my freedom not to have to look at stuff like that?
I'm with you. I'm scarred for life. If they had a lot of money, I'd at least sue them. But they don't got money, but that's where society is going. I mean, I realize it's not the multitudes, but everything seems to start with just a couple.
I mean, I'm far from, I can't even think what the word is, but, there has to be like a minimum level of common decency. I'm not prudish, by any stretch of the imagination, but there needs to be, a minimum level of decency. Or what is the point?
Yeah, but you'd be considered an old white fart that has no imagination and doesn't want to allow people their freedom. Well, look at your freedom starts to infringe on mine. We got a problem. It's no longer freedom anymore.
Exactly.
There's a problem with that. So I don't know. It's always a fine line. If you talk about decency and you got people that are really far left, they're looking and say, well, who's decency?
Thank you.
They suggested that Lou take Jackson off the $20 bill. Why? Because he moved Native Americans around. He has no right. I mean, even as a president, he has no rights. What are these people going to do? The ones that are running around, what are they, removing Confederate leaders, Confederate flags, any kind of Confederate remembrance. They're removing it from everything. And if you think this is where it's going to stop, you're out of your mind. Are we talking about it on the bill here, right? I mean, think about it. They're already talking about taking Jackson off the bill because of what he did to Native Americans, even though he was an American president. Look, we have, many countries have dark histories. Many countries have issues they have to deal with, had to/have to deal with. I don't understand why you feel the need, or somebody feels the need, to think you're going to go through and sanitize our history. It's not going to fix anything. It's going to make it worse. You guys think that taking the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn is going to make everything okay and fine. It's not. You're going to make our young people in 100 years think that this country's always been wonderful. You're skewing history to the point where we have nothing to learn from. What history does for us to a big degree is give us a lesson as to where not to go, what we did wrong in the past, what we've done right in the past, and how not to get there again. You know, blacks, look, I'm not suggesting that Italians had it as bad as blacks, but Italians had some pretty bad history in this country, too, in the beginning. So did Germans. So did the Irish. Right? And the Asians during the war. Don't you think that we like to look at that? No, we don't enjoy it. We don't go out of it. But you look at that, and you go back, and I'm able to say to my kids, you know, your grandfather was part of that, and this is how they treated him, and look at where we've come in all these years. So no matter how bad it is in a country, no matter how bad a people can be, it's proof positive you can change them. You can turn them around. You can make a difference. We're so afraid of being uncomfortable. We're so afraid. You know, I told you, I've said this now on several shows. I'm going to say it again. At some point in time, we will not be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The Germans killed 7 million Jews. We're not going to be able to say any of those things because it's hurtful. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time. You know, I'm going to post this up on the website later.